Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Joining me on the phone line right now is the president of Lindeman Chimney Heating and Cooling, Michael Bodart. Michael, good morning. Welcome to House Smarts Radio.
Good morning, Lou. Glad to be here today.
We're happy to have you. And for those that maybe are listening to you for the very first time, tell us a little bit about Lindeman Chimney Heating and Cooling.
Yeah, thanks. So Lindeman Chimney and Cooling has been around for more than 50 years. Started off as a chimney company. Lindeman Chimney has been kind of a household name, and especially in Chicago's North Shore, since the late 60s. Lindeman Chimney was started by Gary Lindeman. He's our founder. He was a firefighter on the North Shore. He became a captain of that house. And like all firefighters, they have a day that they're working and 2 days that they're not working. And his off days, he learned the trade of chimney cleaning, chimney sweeping, and started a chimney service company on his off days. And over the years, grew that company over time and focused more of his time on that chimney business when he retired from the fire department after putting in his tenure. And that's how it started. It starts usually that way for chimney service companies. It's a guy who puts his name on a truck and off they go. And I got here about 15 years ago and helped Gary's son, Rob, grow the business after Gary stepped back and retired. And Rob has been running it since Gary retired in 2007. And we have grown the business quite a bit in the last decade or so. We're now the largest chimney service cleaning and maintenance company in the world.
Wow.
So it's been a fun trip and really a great opportunity for everybody.
Well, and I know that in the chimney world, you guys have really sort of pioneered some of the technology and really trying to diagnose and offer people high quality service at a fair price. And then is it a year now or 2 years that you launched the heating and cooling division?
We have started, and this is something we probably in hindsight should have started probably earlier, where so many homes we're looking at everything that is venting in a chimney, and it's not just fireplaces, as you know, that get vented in a chimney, but it's the heating systems, whether it be a furnace or a boiler or hot water tanks that typically vent in a chimney. So a year and a half ago, we decided to add a full-service heating and cooling division. We got some top guys in the business that were from the area to spearhead that for us. We have unbelievable technicians with lots of experience. We're in the same homes we were doing chimney and fireplace work in over all of these years, and now offering heating and cooling. It's been something that has worked out really great. It gives us an opportunity to really just make it one-stop shopping for a lot of homes that really would require a couple of vendors servicing their needs, but now they just they find all of that with us.
Here we have we're talking about fire safety and October being Fire Safety Month, and when you talk about the heating and cooling system, you've got a story about a recent visit you folks made to a customer's house. Can you share that story?
So, like I said earlier, we're really a chimney and venting specialist safety company, right? So everybody thinks in terms of fireplaces first and foremost when they think about the chimney in their house, right? And Santa Claus comes down the chimney, right? And everybody equates chimneys and fireplaces. As you know, virtually every chimney that a home has serves multiple purposes. They all vent things that are dangerous to the home, which is combustion products, whether you're burning wood in a fireplace or whether you're burning gas in a boiler, a furnace, or a hot water tank. Most houses have traditionally vented boilers, furnaces, or hot water tanks. Those appliances vent into the chimney that's in the basement and then vent through a separate flue up and out the chimney safely. So that whole system should be defect-free, should have no problem venting those dangerous gases up and out of the house, just like a fireplace. When we're at houses, whether we're there looking at their fireplace, whether we're there looking at chimney issues, whether it's masonry or water leaks, we're always trying to look at the entire system. So our inspections go from the basement up through the roof. We were at a house recently when we discovered some telltale signs that the venting system for their boiler and their two hot water tanks in the basement were not venting right. We had talked to the homeowner. He had said that his current company that was servicing his heating and air conditioning had installed that equipment a decade earlier and had nothing but headaches, problems, and reoccurring visits trying to figure out why these appliances were not running properly and why they were not venting properly.
Mm-hmm.
The company that had been out there put a powered fan on the boiler and opened up an access hole to allow fresh air into the basement by cutting a hole in the wall above the ground level to let fresh air in, and tried to help bring in outside air to get these appliances to properly vent.
Right.
What our technician discovered was that we finally just said, let's get to the bottom of this, because we were going to reline all of the chimneys with stainless steel. We opened up the connections in the basement. We took apart some of the cinder block footing in the basement to let our technician get access all the way into that cavity. And what we discovered horrified us. The appliances were literally venting into a floor void in the ceiling of the basement. They were not communicating to the chimney at all.
Wow.
It had looked like the house had undergone a major structural renovation remodel some point in the last 25 years. And they moved the fireplace orientation from what it looks like on the first floor, and in doing so, cut off the entire furnace flue and the appliance flue. So these appliances were literally venting in a void into the floor, right above the cavity between the basement and the first floor.
Wow.
So there was no venting whatsoever. The horrifying thing about that, Lou, is that their carbon monoxide detectors were going off constantly. And we know why.
Right.
Because the house had a level of carbon monoxide, you know, and the previous company had been out there adding fresh air to the basement through these other means, but never really found out that they had an enormous problem, a potentially catastrophic problem.
Right.
You know, and we're at houses all the time where heating and air conditioning companies will call us and they'll say, we've got an obstruction, we can't get proper venting. And normally it's because it's an old chimney that's crumbling on the inside.
Sure.
Flue tiles are breaking and the bricks are crumbling because it might be a 100-year-old house. And the interior of that chimney is just raining debris on the inside and it clogs up that flue, right? And if it's not venting, the appliances act funny. So the first thing we would always do is make sure that there's no obstructions and then clear that out. It might be a dead animal, it might be bricks, it might be flue tiles. In this case, it was actually the house. It was actually the first floor, which was the obstruction, and there was no connection from the basement on up. So we didn't have a way to create another flue in that chimney. So what we did is we took two hot water tanks and that boiler, turned it into one boiler appliance, direct vented it, and then got a holding tank for the hot water needs. So we have one boiler in there now, one holding tank, and that boiler does the boiling part for the radiant heat in the floor, and then also heats the same water for the hot water use in the home. So we took three appliances that were naturally venting, turned it into one appliance that is now direct vent, and, you know, have a single point of failure.
And one really happy customer.
One super happy customer,
and a
new customer for us for our heating and air conditioning division, right? Because previous company is, you know, no longer on the scene.
Michael, before I let you go, we're just running out of time. Let's talk real quick about chimney cleaning. I mean, this fall is certainly a time where people should be thinking about that, in particular when it comes to a wood-burning fireplace. And if you're, I mean, you and I have spoken about this in the past, but if you're doing a half a dozen or so fires annually, then it's a good idea to have this done at least once a year to make sure that you're keeping you and your family safe.
Yeah, so the industry recommends an annual checkup, particularly if you're burning wood. And what we say is that regular interval is about a face cord of wood, which might be a couple of dozen fires over the course of a year. Some people in Chicago, as you know, might burn wood literally Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's,
right,
and one other time. So the big fear that we need to address potentially is that there's not a buildup of creosote in that flue system that itself can become a source of ignition, right? So a chimney fire is a dangerous event. We want to mitigate that risk by making sure that any buildup is taken care of. The best way to do that is an annual cleaning. Those appointments for us include a thorough video scan of that entire flue system from top to bottom. We're up on the roof looking at the cap. We're looking at the masonry structure of the chimney. We're looking at the roof penetration, making sure that there's not water intrusion into the attic. We're in the basement looking at the other connections that are also using that chimney to vent their exhaust gases as well. We perform all of that. We clean the chimney, identify, you know, the pictures and any recommended steps to bring that system up to safe operation. WGN listeners can get that service for $100 off. If they mention WGN, it's normally a $299 service. We're offered WGN listeners that for $199. We typically leave about a 3-hour window for that appointment.
Right.
That's in case we need to address anything at the time we're there. But generally, those appointments take less than that. But they're thorough. It's really a safety inspection,
sure,
as much as it is a cleaning.
And how do they get a hold of you folks if they want to have the chimney inspected and cleaned and or want some heating and cooling work done by you folks?
Best way to get us is lindeman.com, and that's Lindeman with two N's. You can book an appointment instantly online. You can go right to the website, say schedule online, pick a time and a day that works out for your family. Book right there. You'll get a confirmation email in a couple of seconds. And then if you want to call us and book it over the phone, you can call 847-918-7994. Like I said, our website is lindeman.com. You can book that way or give us a call at 847-918-7994.
Michael Bodart is the president of Lindeman Chimney Heating and Cooling. Michael, I really appreciate you taking the time this morning. Have a great rest of your day.
Thanks again, Lou. Have a great day.